Welcome to another Plug in America podcast with your host, Kate Baker. With us today is Alexandra Paul, an electric car driver and a Plug in America board member. Welcome, Alexandra.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Well, what we're going to talk about today is the inaugural Parade West that Plug in America recently sponsored. And in the first part of this little interview series, Zan Dubin Scott said she considered the parade to be a success before it even happened, because she was so happy with all the advanced coverage that was given by the media. And then later on in that same interview, she said that the really ultimate mark of success for her would be as if the parade were covered by every TV station in L.A., the L.A. Times, NPR, and President Obama called you up to congratulate you.
So, well, I know I did not get a call from the president, darn it.
Oh.
But I think he was a little just a little distracted by his own inauguration, which happened 2 days later.
If we forget that yardstick, then, judging by the other things, what would you say? Was this parade a success?
The parade was a huge success. And for me, it was a huge success because, well, not only was it the largest assembly of electric cars ever, it also was just really a diverse bunch of vehicles that were all plug-ins. We had the most powerful truck in the world that's an electric truck, a Balcon truck, and it's at the Port of L.A. We had a huge school bus that is a plug-in school bus. It's going to be the prototype for buses all across the country. We had dirt bikes, motorcycles, 43 RAV4s, and there were 77 vehicles in all. And what was really amazing, especially in Los Angeles, was that everyone who RSVP'd showed up. Every single person, and even a couple EVs that hadn't RSVP'd showed up. Now, let me just tell you that at my wedding, not everybody showed up at the last minute.
Well, this
so
definitely tells us something.
Great, which, by the way, we organized in 18 days. Maybe even more successful than my wedding, although I've been happily with my husband for 13 years. So, well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if EVs get on the road, within 13 years, and then I'll consider it a success.
I understand the purpose of this parade was to send a message to Washington, that being America wants EVs now. What do you think? Did Washington get the message?
Well, I know that Washington has gotten the message because in the stimulus package there were many provisions that benefited plug-in cars. And that was in large part to do with another program that we were really working hard on, thanks to Jay Friedland, another board member and legislative director of Plug-in America, who worked really hard to get these provisions in the stimulus package that gave incentives to plug-in cars in terms of tax credits and discounts on the base price. And we, Plug-in America, generated 60,000 letters to Congress about the stimulus package. So that, and along with the parade, I know definitely had an impact. Also, not only Washington, but it's so important that we change the opinion of American consumers about electric cars. And I really believe we did that just because, A, we let people know that electric cars are here. They're not something of the future. They're here because there were 77 processing down the streets of Santa Monica. Not only that, they weren't 77 golf carts. They were all highway-capable vehicles. So there were several Teslas. There was a Porsche. There was the, as I said before, the most powerful electric truck in the world, which was huge, pulled 60,000 pounds. And a school bus, dirt bikes that went really fast, can jump really high. I mean, this really would dispel any myth that EVs are just dinky little golf carts.
Okay. Now, Alexandra, as I understand it, Plug-in America, the goal they're pushing for is 1 million highway-capable plug-in vehicles on the road by 2012 and then 10 million by 2016. Would you say this parade has moved us any closer to those goals?
You know, I think that anything that Plug-in America and that EV drivers and EV advocates do to put the electric cars in front of the media and the public is moving us towards these goals, because electric cars are here and people need to know that they are not some fantasy, something that's going to that technologically is impossible. We haven't gotten there yet. No, they're here. So really, electric cars are here. It's just a matter about when they're going to be put on the road by automakers in mass production. Mm-hmm. And so that is, it's so ironic to me that in 2009 there are actually less electric vehicles on the road than there were 10 years ago made by the large automakers.
Seriously?
Yes.
How many were on the road 10 years ago?
5,000 at least.
And, now?
And as you know, 4,000 of them were crushed, and automakers have not replaced them. So in the last several years, eight automakers have said, yes, we are making plug-in vehicles for consumers, but none of them have put them on the road. Tesla has, but that's not a big automaker. That's a small private startup. So none of them have put any vehicles on the road. So to me, we will reach our goal when these cars are on the road and they aren't just concept and promises. And it's 2009 right now. We have 3 years to get that 1 million on the road. I think
we can
do it.
Possible?
Pretty much Plug-in America has done amazing things in the last 3 years. 3 years ago, no one was talking about electric cars. Everyone was talking about hydrogen.
So it sounds like you're saying that getting the word out to regular people is as important or maybe more important than getting the word out to Washington.
I think it's at least as important, because if Washington helps get these cars on the road, then we need the consumers to buy them. And mm-hmm. for them to buy them, they need to be affordable, and that's something Washington's going to do. But also they need to have we need to have Americans not be afraid of them or suspicious of them or mm-hmm. concerned about them, and to understand how incredible plug-in cars can be.
So what's Plug-in America's next action for getting out the word on how incredible these cars can be?
Well, we're going to be having a large event in Northern California, probably in the fall of 2009. The city of San Francisco is really supportive of our efforts. In fact, the city of San Francisco in February 2009 has just installed some chargers right in front of one of their big mayoral building or something.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're getting behind us, and Plug-in America is partnering with the city to encourage the municipality to help ease the transition to electric mm-hmm. cars, and part of that is getting chargers on the streets, like there are meters on the streets.
And
so we'll be having a fundraiser, and then of course all along the way, if people sign up for our newsletter, then they will be receiving action alerts where we'll be asking supporters to write letters, emails to their congresspeople, just like we got 60,000 letters generated to Congress about the stimulus package.
Okay, so this last question, Alexandra, is not specifically about the parade, but I'm curious, if money were no object, mm-hmm. what specific things would you do to promote zero emission vehicles?
I would start putting solar panels on the rooftops of every building, especially new construction, and then getting cars off the road that get less than 50 miles per gallon, which is pretty much every gas car on the road today. I would get them off the road and replace them with electric cars that would then be powered by the solar on the rooftops. And probably most importantly, I would legislate that there be campaign finance reform so that the oil companies no longer have so much sway to try and keep down new technologies that will put the oil companies out of business. I'd also put money into batteries so that they're even more efficient than they are now, more recyclable, and that they use less precious resources, because when millions and millions and millions of cars are on the road that are powered by batteries, then we need to make those batteries as good to nature as possible. Because even though they're not, those cars will not be emitting any emissions, we want to make sure that the entire life cycle of plug-in cars is as clean as possible.
That is what I call one bold plan. That's great.
And you know, it's great when you have as much money as you can.
It's the money, no object part that makes the plan work, right?
Yep. And
well,
then there's the will, and that's what Plug-in America. We don't have a lot of money, but we have a lot of will.
There we go. All right. Thank you so much, Alexandra, for taking the time to talk to us.
Kate, thank you very much for interviewing me.
This edition of the Plug In America podcast was produced by Kate Baker and edited by Joseph Puentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug In America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.